James Carlton joins us now. Hello, James.
Hello, Fran. Unemployment results out yesterday. The Australian says unemployment falls to the lowest level in a year, a drop of 0.1%, so it's 6.1 to 6%. But it's a bad news in South Australia, a jobs shockwave. South Australia has recorded its worst unemployment in 14 years, 7.6%. And the paper advising our political leaders, stop bickering, do your job, reinstate TAFE funding, stop trashing our defence industry workers. Of course, add to that the Port Augusta coal-fired power plant that will close next year with the loss of 400 jobs. Jobs blown away as wind turbines kill coal. The Prime Minister himself shared his view on wind and the suggestion that wind farms harm health.
I do take your point about the potential health impact of these things. When I've been up close to these wind farms, there's no doubt not only are they visually awful, but they make a lot of noise.
That's Tony Abbott, and that's the wind farm. It's the gas that's leading the Telegraph in Sydney. Apparently there's a problem with wind and gas, and it's got nothing to do with what you eat. Split at the seams, says the Telegraph. New South Wales Nats coal seam gas cave-in fractures coalition. Contrary to the New South Wales Liberal position, the New South Wales Nats want coal seam gas mining to be banned in the New South Wales North. Canberra Times has Abbott hinting at an expanded Iraq role. Sydney Morning Herald as well. PM Mull's new Iraq role as terror threat grows. You can't negotiate with an entity like this. You can only fight it. Tony Abbott referring to IS. And the West Australian, I'm sorry, drug ban could spell the end for remorseful Fremantle star Ryan Crowley. 1 year ban for testing positive to a substance. And that's the papers this morning, Fran.
Thanks very much, James.